let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Hey!
Well, hey there, Rand. It's been a long time, neighbor. I'm sure you're all busy protecting our freedoms and my unborn food baby.
Son of a bitch. The goddamn nerve you have.
Whoa, Rand, it's me. Your neighbor, not your wife. Are you not wearing your Ben Franklin replica bifocals?
You think I'm some lazy communist, huh? You think this is some imperial garden in China?
Man, oh man, oh man. I sure do miss being able to eat their General Tso's chicken. But that's how I got the virus. Sacrifices must be made.
I told you the last time. I can cut my own gosh darn Kentucky grass. You're over my property line. I was just waiting for the grass to turn blue.
Rand, I'm so sorry. I just thought you could use a little help.
You're always doing things for me. You're cleaning up my dog's shit. You're always polishing my tire swing. You're always hiding my cans from the poor folk. And you're always adjusting the spotlight on my Confederate flag. I am an American, goddammit.
Well, gosh, Rand, I'm sorry. I just thought I was being a good neighbor.
Well, you're being a shitty American. I don't need anyone's help. You don't think your fellow man is capable, huh?
I'm sorry. You're very capable. You're a strong independent.
I am a strong, independent, white man. You're damn right I am. Don't let it happen again.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rand. I'm just going to get back to cutting my lawn. If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat.
Hey! You think this is a goddamn joke? You think taxing people is funny?
Whoa, Rand, take it easy. I was just... Hey, if you need help digging, neighbor, I got this new shovel.
One question. Is it American made? That's what I thought.
Ooh, Rand, put the gun down. There's no need for this.
Standing my ground.
Ah!
What? No! Stop!
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Somebody help me.
I didn't want to do this. It's self-defense.
Help! Oh, God! My ribs!
The N2F Network presents Ron and Rand, created by Zachary Just and Richard Brooks. Are you Ron Paul?
It's my constitutional, God-given right to not answer that question.
Yeah, I just need someone to sign for this.
How did you find my house?
All right, whatever. I can just bring it back later.
Dad, just sign for me. Come on.
All right. Here, this should cover it.
Sir, you don't need to pay in gold. His health insurance covered it.
Did you say reassurance? Rand, someone actually bought your self-help book?
No, insurance.
Did you say endurance? Hey, we'll be nationally relevant by 2116.
Insurance.
Did you say inheritance? I told you that you aren't getting a dime of mine.
Sure, that's what I said.
Did you say inference?
Something you're really bad at? No. Insurance.
I just don't know that word.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave then. Mr. Paul, make sure to ice those ribs every few hours and don't forget about your medicine.
Here, this should cover that medicine.
Sir, whatever. Thanks. Maybe the arcade bar will think they're tokens or something.
Wilson, welcome home. Dinner's at 4, and then we hate watch Jon Stewart reruns.
Thanks, Dad, but don't you worry. You won't even know I'm here.
Make yourself at home, son. I just hope John doesn't keep talking about the 9/11 responders. Those people are very obnoxious.
Dad, is there wheelchair access for the stairs?
Asses? Did you say asses?
It's fine. I can pull myself up. Ugh! Good morning, Dad. What's for breakfast?
Jive turkey.
Jive turkey?
You watch your mouth, son.
And where are you off to?
I have some TV hits today.
Oh. Did they not know I can still do hits?
They called. But they heard you in the background wheezing with every step when you walked into the bathroom.
I can still do them. I'm I just need to get ready. Dad, I need to shower.
Oh, well, you must be Ron's son.
Hey there, neighbor. My name is Ran. I just moved in next door and, well, I was wondering if I could just use your shower to get ready for my TV appearance? I don't need to poop.
Okay, it's upstairs.
Do you have ADA access?
Ron and Rand is brought to you by the N2F Network, homes of shows like Re-Upped, an audio sitcom about three former roommates that move back in with each other after years apart, Good Stories MKE, a short story series that features Milwaukee residents reading their original works, and Books with the Boys, a book club podcast starring three guys that have absolutely nothing to do on a Saturday night. Subscribe to all these shows in your favorite podcast app like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and whatever you can think of. The N2F Network. I'll come up with a creative tag later.
Okay, we're on in 5. Can we get some more powder on Ron? Okay, I can barely see the man. Less powder. Less powder.
Can I get some powder, please?
All right, take the duct tape off the lungs and we'll get you powdered up.
Ugh! 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 Ooh!
Can I get a dab more of powder? My feet are sweating like pigs over here.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Ugh!
That's the last of the powder.
Hey again, neighbor. Listen, do you have any extra makeup I can borrow?
Yeah, come on in. Although, I think it's gonna make you look even whiter.
Perfect. Also, do you have any duct tape?
Welcome back to Tick, 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 We're All Gonna Die Tonight. I'm your host, Tanner Cooper Parker. Tonight we have Ron Paul.
Thanks, Tanner.
We also have a special surprise, Ron's son and Congressman Rand Paul, who is still recovering after being just viciously attacked in his own yard for no apparent reason. Rand, I think I speak for everyone when I say you're a hero. And let's not forget Ron here, who not only raised a beautiful son, but also recently surpassed 3,000 views on his latest video. And finally, for our troops. And actually, how about for the people that have yard signs that say they support the troops?
Troops, 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 baby, let's go! Troops for the troops, 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 troops! Troops, baby, let's go! Do it for the troop and troops! Whee!
Okay, our first topic of the day, Columbia. Do we place sanctions? Ron, let's go to you first.
Well, sanctions are simply an act of war. You're behaving in an aggressive manner in situations that necessarily aren't related to the manners of the United States.
And as Americans, we have manners, sir. Completely agree.
What I meant to say was...
If I could jump in, please, Tanner.
Well, because you said please. Go ahead, Rand.
What my father fails to mention is that sanctions on Colombia is not a precursor to war, but a straight-up war on drugs. Colombia is our largest exporter of cocaine, and by placing sanctions, we are further escalating the war on drugs and limiting the freedom of our own citizens and stifling our economy.
Son, the more important issue at hand is the warmongering our country is doing. First it's sanctions, then it's tanks in their streets.
Yes, drug warmongering. I agree.
Okay, you listen here. You're thinking too small when it comes to drugs anyways. Why are you just focused on Colombia?
Why aren't you more focused on Colombia?
What kind of response is that?
Okay, well, things are getting a little Colombian over here. Oh, that was a good one. Writing that down. But we're going to throw it to a commercial break.
Hi, I'm Joanna Voigt, John Voigt's third cousin, and I'm here to tell you why you should invest in virtual gold. Gold Voigt coin is doubling in value every single day.
That felt great.
That was something, that's for sure.
How do you think I did, huh? Like, when Tanner let me talk? That was cool, huh?
I think I'm hungry.
Yeah, I could probably eat too. I'll need my energy for more appearances.
Good. Then you can make lunch. Betsy's in the back. Might take a bit.
Dad, where do you want all the meat?
Just throw the rest in the fridge.
Can I throw out all these batteries?
There's space. Find the space.
There's literally no room.
Just move some things around. I'm about to go back on air.
Wait, what? What about me?
You can come back on as soon as you find space for Betsy.
Can't I just bury the batteries or even the meat?
And risk the gold and oil supply? Are you out of your mind?
Rand, you just can't get enough of me, can you?
Hello again. I was just wondering if you had any chest freezer space for some spare meat I have here?
Well, luckily for you, the sheriff just returned it after concluding his investigation. So go help yourself.
Is that Rand I hear?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. But coming up next, Eric Trump joins us to preview his unofficial bachelor spinoff. At least I have a bachelor's degree.
Can I get a little makeup, please? Some concealer for the blood, maybe? What happened?
The power must have gone out. Someone will have to pump the oil into the generator.
What?
You're going to have to pull your weight around here.
Rand, two times in one night. What can I do for you?
I'm sorry to bother you again, but our oil well is dry and we need some oil for our generator. Any chance I could use some of yours?
Well, I guess you can. Just make sure to dump out the first few gallons into that river over there. Way easier for the refinement process.
Okay, I got the generator going again. Dad, hello? Tanner? The troops? Anyone?
Oh, make my day. Oh, get the chair.
We already have 9 chairs in here.
You want me to change the name of the movie to Fistful of Gold Coins or not? Oh, get the chair.
Oh my God, what is happening? What is Clint Eastwood doing here? Why are you both naked?
Did you not see the sock on the door?
Those were pantyhose.
Socks with support.
Oh my God. Oh my god, 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 oh my god.
Can you close the door at least?
And now seems like a good time to take a commercial break. We'll be back with more from Clint Eastwood and Ron Paul.
Rand. Well, we're just becoming best friends now, aren't we?
I'm sorry. Can I just sleep here tonight, please?
Well, I was in the middle of counting my mason jars, but come on in.
Can I borrow your toothbrush?
Well, good morning, Rand. How'd you sleep?
I slept great. Thanks again for letting me stay.
Well, breakfast is all ready for you. Have a seat and dig in. Oh, and could you just pass the sugar, please?
Oh, listen. I can't just pass the sugar for free. What message would that send? I'll gladly sell my services at an inflated rate to compensate for the demand. If I just gave it away to some freeloader, then that would be a violation of not only the principles, but the foundation of America as well. Cities would crumble, devolve into chaos, or worse, taxes would increase. So either pay up or get off your lazy ass and get to the store.
Rand, put the gun down. There's no need for this.
Standing my ground.
This is my house.
What? No! Stop!
I'm sorry. I didn't want to
Help.
Do this.
Help!
It's
Help!
Self-defense. I'm sorry.
Help!
I'm sorry.
Somebody help me!
I'm
Why is
sorry.
No one helping me? Help! Oh God! Oh God, somebody help! God, send somebody to help me! My ribs!
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Let the moonlight. It feels like that I almost got your heart. Before you make it, you start to freeze, and so it looks you right between the eyes. Terror on the screen.